Greetings, Delwyn here again. After getting feedback on the last Mumble episode, I thought it might be worthwhile to take a few minutes to talk about some of the specific audio issues people encounter and what can be done about them. There seem to be four main issues that people typically experience, and we're going to be working in the audio input settings section with the advanced options toggled on. The checkbox for the advanced options is located in the lower left corner of the configure screen. Going through the audio wizard does many of these things automatically. But if you're going to try and fine-tune your audio, I think it's simpler to do it this way. The first and most common issue is static or peaking, particularly when speaking loudly, and it sounds something like this. Okay, with luck, this should be badly overdriven. The first step in addressing this is to decrease your amplification in your Mumble audio settings. If you have decreased the amplification within Mumble to 1.0, its lowest setting, but you're still experiencing peaking, then you'll need to adjust your microphone input level in your sound card mixer settings. The second problem is quiet audio, which I suggest handling in the opposite direction. First, adjust your mixer settings and raise your mic level as high as you're comfortable with, and then try the amplification settings within Mumble. The third is distorted or warbling audio, which might sound something like this.
And this should be what it sounds like when noise suppression is too high.
This is generally caused by the noise suppression settings. Noise suppression attempts to act as a filter to remove background noise, but when it is set too high, it can distort your audio and make it sound almost watery, for lack of a better term. Mumble defaults to negative 30 decibels, but I find that negative 15 to negative 20 tends to offer a better balance between distortion and background filtering. Results can vary pretty wildly here, and it all depends on the noise level in your environment and the microphone you're using. The fourth is choppy audio, like this.
Am I still doing it? Yeah, okay, I'll keep talking.
This is typically a result of a poor internet connection rather than audio settings. The first thing to try is to turn off the quality of service settings in Mumble, which are located in the network section. It's not likely that this will help. It seems to be more a fix for when your client is being repeatedly dropped by the server, but turning it off will help eliminate one possible source of trouble. Next, try adjusting your audio per packet and quality settings found in the advanced audio input section. I recommend increasing your audio per packet settings and then decreasing your quality settings. But be aware that once you drop below about 45 kilobits per second, you'll be using Speaks rather than Kelt as your audio codec. Mumble will tell you which codec you're trying to use under the audio per packet slider, so it will let you know once you've crossed that threshold. And I should also note here that Mumble 1.2.3 is starting to ship without Speaks support in some distros, and once 1.2.4 drops, the preferred codec will be Opus. If you run into an issue where people can't hear one another, this is almost certainly the cause. The answer, for the time being, is to try to get everyone on Kelt. Yes, this is a bit of a pain in the ass, as a year ago Speaks was the codec all installations had in common. And yes, we're probably going to go through this rigmarole again once 1.2.4 comes out, at least until everyone is fully on board with Opus. And in the last episode I did about Mumble, I mentioned that you can turn on loopback, either locally or from the server, in order to hear your own audio. This works well, but it requires you to listen to your voice as you are speaking, which can be a little confusing. However, there is another option which might work better for you. EveBot was written to capture audio from one channel and then transmit it into another channel after a delay, mainly used during game tournaments to match team communications with the delayed video feed. However, you can also use it as a delayed loopback for an audio testing channel. When you give the bot the command to connect, tell it to use the same channel in the eavesdrop and relay options. It's smart enough to avoid going into a mimic spawning loop. I like to set the delay to 10 seconds, as a shorter delay doesn't give me enough time to say enough to get a decent idea of what the audio is actually sounding like. You can find EveBot at Frymaster, FryMaster, .127001.org/mumble.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.